What's up, everyone? I'm DevDaw Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Last. Today, we're going to talk about the special topic, trends. What trends are you familiar with? How do you feel about those trends? What trends do you follow? Are trends important to you? What trends overlap into different industries? All of that and more here on Designing Last. We're going to also be talking to you about a few other topics as well today on the episode of the podcast. So you're gonna want to stay around to hear more about everything we got going on as far as today's episode. We're gonna be doing a little pop quiz. We're gonna briefly talk about the giveaway so you guys can finally know the details about what's going on, how it's going down, and how you can be a part of it. We're also going to do the design challenges we always do, and we're gonna tie it all in together about today's topic, trends. So with that being said, let's start off with today's topic of trends and how they all overlap. I think there's a lot of buzzwords that have been used very willy-nilly, and they kind of don't get the appropriate attention so that people can be using them the most effectively, if that makes sense to you all. With that being said, I think words like sustainability is a big trend that crosses over into every industry, whether it be design, art, fashion, music, automotive, like it literally touches everything. And to give you a prime example of when it comes down to sustainability, as far as being a trend, have you guys familiar? Are you familiar with the term dead stock? Well, dead stock is it's a term that's currently being coined. However, though, it's been going on for quite some time within the fashion industry, and it's just now getting, I guess, a big push as far as people are talking about it because it's something that is a concern that it's not going away. And if we don't address it anytime soon, then it's only going to get worse. With that being said, dead stock, for example, in every industry, every project that they do within the fashion industry, there's always materials that are going to be used that aren't always make the final cut, basically. Like there's a lot of scraps that, go to the wayside that people don't never get a chance to see. All they see is the final product, and all that material has to go somewhere. It can't just be store piled and just left there for eternity. A lot of companies are trying finding new ways to be able to take this materials and repurpose them into other industries. For example, like the raw goods that are used in a lot of different fashion houses, they usually take those and sometimes repurpose them for other projects, or they donate them. And sometimes they just go through like the automotive they go to the automotive services industry for everything from refurbished what's the term I'm looking for? It goes into the lining when it comes to the interior of the cars and things like that. So things like that are prime examples of how sustainability can be used overly, but not really given this proper definition as far as how it can be used. And examples of that are in abundance, especially with now with global warming, and there's so many other things that we have in challenge is with when it comes down to just daily life. But I don't want to get too caught up into like just the sustainability. I wanted to talk to you guys also about other trends as well. Like, give me an idea of some trends that you guys are familiar with and which ones that you guys would like to hear more about. We wanted to tackle that here on the podcast because this is a topic that everyday people like yourself, me included, face. You know, like trends are a part of our lives. They affect how we do things and why we do things. Like, it's a subconscious thing that we follow, and we want to know more about that here at DEF, and we want to be ahead of the curve when it comes to those trends here at DEF and at Designing Labs. So because of that, I wanted to, explain to you some other trends that I think that are, crossover as well. For example, minimalism. Like, it tells itself what it is. Minimalism, very, clean, simple designs. However, minimalism doesn't just go to, just simplistic stuff. It goes into other aspects as well when it comes to like your eating habits and things like that. It comes into our lifestyle as well. So minimalism is a type of trend that it gets a lot of shine. However, though, it's not the only trend that there is. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the term maximism. However, that is a trend that is really big, pushing new boundaries, basically, when it comes down to the interior design. You know what? I think for today's podcast, we're going to touch on that more. I'm going to show you more of that when it comes down to today's design challenge, coming up soon. At this time, I wanted to just start off by giving you guys a little brief pop quiz. And I'm not going to give you the answer right away. I want you guys to take the time to think about it. This will be a great way for you guys to be engaged with the podcast. So the question is, what color has declared the Pantone, sorry, what color was declared the Pantone color of the year? Let us know down in the comments so we can know, what your thoughts are, and we'll share what your if you're right or wrong, in a future episode or in the comments down below later. Also, I have another question. What style became popular during the pandemic when it comes to interior design? I'll give you a hint. We just talked about it. Okay. Moving on. I'm now going to ask you all to please participate in our first ever giveaway. This means a lot to us here at DEF because we appreciate your time. That's right, your time. We know that podcasts take up time. However, though, we spend a lot of time making sure that this is well worth it for not only just for us, but for you, the viewers, because that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. It's not about us. It's about the community. It's about everybody getting something out of this and us all growing together. And because of that, we want to show our appreciation and give back and say thank you just for being here week after week, consistently. However, we are going to encourage you, and we are going to have some guidelines for this giveaway when it comes down to how to participate. And I'm going to give it to you right now. So to participate is simple. It's very easy. All you got to do is just follow us like you have been. And if you're not, please follow us now. Tag at least five friends down below and let them know that you think that they're deaf by tagging them in our comments. And then engage in the video, share it with your friends, put it on your story, tag us in it. Let us know that you guys are talking about us when we're not on the podcast. Let us know how we can better be more involved and how we can be more engaging so that everybody's voice is heard, everybody's opinion is stated, and we can all have some fun. Okay, so with that being said, I think it's now the perfect time to, start talking about today's design challenge. Today's design challenge, like I said, about interior design when it comes down to a big trend that's going on within that industry, particularly when it comes to maximalism, is something that I think that will be interesting take on today's podcast to show how that industry is related to what we do here at DEF and how all design, at the end of the day, comes back down to creativity. And let's have some fun and see what we can come up with today. So I thought when it comes down to that, I want to first read you off what exactly, is maximalism. I'm going to read off to you the definition according to a according to someone who recently put a article out, and they had a quote in there giving their definition of what they define of as maximalist design. All right, so here we go. Bear with me, you all. Maximalist design is a style and aesthetic that leans into the more and more, that more is, no, I said that wrong. Maximalist design is a style and aesthetic that leans into the more is more mentality. The more is more mentality. All right. I don't know about you, but what more can they say? They said that. I said it a lot of times. So, this is according to Megan Hopp, an interior designer based in New York, and interior designer who is a founder of Megan Hopp Designs. Shout out to you, Megan Hopp, for being in Architecture Digest, and giving your definition of what maximalist is when it comes to design and style when it comes to interior design. She further states after that, saying that the antithesis of minimalism, maximalist interior embraces bold use of color, patterning, and layering to create a space honoring and celebrating excess. However, maximalism is not just piling everything into a room and calling it a day. It is as intentional and curated as any other interior design trend, according to Architectural Digest. So, with that being said, I don't know. I was thinking about sharing the screen with you all, taking the looks at some examples, or we should just get right into the design and see what we can come up with. Maybe a cover for Architecture Digest based off of what we just got done talking about as far as the definition of what maximalist is when it comes to a trend. And we're going to see if we can create that look here today on Designing Last. All right, so I think we're going to go ahead and just stick with the second option. And let's just go ahead and jump right on into it. All right, and we're going to start that timer. so that we can start today's design challenge. Starting now. Okay, so we got already the logo, just for you guys just to know. I put that up there so we can already have at least something to start off with. That's all we're starting off with. It's going to be a blank slate, and we got 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes to finish up this cover design for AD using that trend maximalist when it comes down to a design. So right now I'm going to start off by just framing out the cover for this AD cover. And I'm just using this basic shape just to get the outlining for everything set up right how I want it to look. I think that's going to look right. Bam. Okay, now we got the basic shape for how the cover layout is going to look. Now, when I said maximalism, and some of the key words that really stuck out to me when I was just reading off of, according to their article on AD website, I liked how they used some words that they gave me some kind of description of it. And one of the words that they used was, bold use of colors, patterns, and layering. So that's what I'm going to try to do here within the design right now. So because of that, I think what that bold color is, I mean, that blue is a really bold color. Man, I wasn't even planning on using that as a color, but it's just striking right off the bat. So maybe I might stick with that. And let's see about playing with a different color for AD when it comes down to, well, you know what? Let's stick with first things first. Let's fill this in with the image. I'm going to use AI because I think that's another trend that is within technology design and so many other industries that's crossing over once again. That is utilized or should be utilized to this advantage sparingly. So, we're going to do so here on the podcast. See if we can come up with a maximalist design when it comes to an interior design. And let's see, we're gonna choose this as a scene and we're gonna make this as detailed as possible, and then we're going to see what we can come up with. So far we're doing we're coming up with something, y'all. We're cooking, but I don't know how well we're cooking, but we got less than 7 minutes left. So, all right. So, as soon as this is done popping up, I'm going to assess what we can do, and we're going to hopefully come up with something that. Welcome to the merchandise shop. I'm glad you can make it. If you see anything you like, you have any questions, feel free to ask. I'll be right over here. Not literally right over here. You meet the challenge. All right, so this is what they comes up with, maximalist design. All right, that's not gonna work. So Let's put in here interior. Just to add that extra description. And hopefully we'll get better results. Getting very. Okay. First, I was getting some very basic looking shapes and designs, but now let's see what we come up with. I mean, I don't know why it's all in black and white, but let's go back in here to the settings and let's do reference down. Let's be fun with the inside. See if we come with comic book style for this and see what that comes up with. Okay. Ooh, we got 5 minutes left, y'all. Oh my goodness. I don't know why those other ones came up in black and white, but hopefully we get some color on this one. All right. Time is ticking, y'all. All right, they're giving me more of these type of looks, which it's not that it's bad for it, but it's just very. It's not the direction I was going, man. Because I wanted it to have more vibrant colors, and this is not colors at all. So, when AI does not want to. Okay, maximalist. When you say using bold colors and layered patterns. All right, let's see what that comes up with. Ooh, I'm running short on time, y'all. Oh man, I hope I make it. Come on, come on, come on. All right. So, it's almost done. Come on, come on, come on. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already done. Let us know if there's more things that you want to see here on the podcast so that we can, continue to keep growing and pushing the boundaries. All right. So this is not working right. This is working horribly, and we gotta come up with something that was some color. So let's see if we could change the settings real quick. We're going to go back to the subject, and we're going to maximum materials on these. We're gonna do that because when I put scene, it does not give me anything remotely close to what I'm looking for. Oh my goodness. All right, we're getting down to less than we got 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Whew. I'm so frustrated I can't even talk right. Oh my. Okay, we're still getting more black and white stuff. All right. You know what? Let's stick with this for today's episode. We're gonna do like that. We're gonna see what we can do to make it its own and try to put that color in there because it needs it. It needs it desperately. However, we got literally a minute and 40 seconds left. Oh my goodness. So because of that, I think that could work. But we're gonna have to. I think we should change this. Let's make this a different color so it stop pops out. Let's I don't know. Red. Gives it a different feel when you put it in different colors. I definitely like the yellow. I want you guys to know that, man, I don't know. What should we put in here for the word? So, even though it's supposed to be maximalist and it actually looks the opposite. Maximum. So let's go minimum, min versus max. Let's go that min. No. Oh my goodness. Hold on. There's that. All right. Well, that's time. Ah, man, we didn't finish the design, you all. So we didn't meet the challenge, but you know, here on Designer Labs, we always still try to finish out what we started. So at this time, I'm going to do that just so that we can finalize what we're thinking, and you guys can have something to look at that at least you guys can say that we took the necessary steps to finalize it, even if we didn't make the challenge. Now, what? Actually, min versus max. I like how it was the I'm trying to play with the direction of how it reads, and maybe I think this will be the best option. Like that. Probably we do it like that. And then right, just about there. Just want to make sure this lines up. I wanted to get it to line up with this there. So just give me that second, and you're gonna see how it comes together. Yeah, I think that's it right there. This let's make sure that we're lining up everything right. From what I can tell, it looks like, nope, close, but not there yet. All right. And all right. Now we're just pushing P, so I don't want to push no more P, whether it's pixels or anything else. So I think we should say there it is. Our cover for AD utilizing today's trends that we talked about when it comes down to trends that overlap within different industries, whether it's art, design, fashion, music, just everyday life. All things have some connection, whether we realize it or not, and we like to explore the possibilities of how those things relate to each and every one of you all here when it comes down to the things here we do here on Design Labs. So I think at that, with that said, I want you guys to now let us know what do you think when it comes down to men versus maximum. Is there a certain style that you prefer? Or is there more information that you want to know more about when it comes down to the different trends? Let us know down in the comments. All right, the hard part is done now as far as, man, we was able to come up with something. I know it wasn't what I was aiming for, but sometimes you do what you can with the short amount of time you have. However, though, I know that with a little bit more time, we definitely can cook up something even more. What do you call it? What's the word I want to look at? I don't want to say creative because it's not that I wasn't creative, but I just want to push the boundaries a little bit more and push what my thoughts of maximalism is when I view it. Because I personally like the aesthetics of different trends for different reasons. Not maximalism, but in certain moderations, in certain cases, it actually does look really nice. I know right now the whole open floor plans when it comes down to interior design is a thing that is on the fence as far as like some people that still for some reason think that it's going to be here to stay, and a lot of people never really kind of got into it in the first place. They kind of like the tradition though of having different rooms and stuff like that. And the pandemic didn't make it any better as far as showing you how certain trends can be here today and be gone tomorrow. So I think at this time, we should now transition into the end of today's podcast. Like, I want to say thank you all for once again watching and listening. You already know that we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but we prefer you to watch it here on YouTube. However, it's important that you guys stay engaged. Keep on watching. And not just watching when we post it, like watching it afterwards. Come back and watch again. It helps us a lot because we want to get in the algorithm and we want to be promoted more and we want to expand and grow. And we want to continue to be able to show all the possibilities and all the amazing things that are going on. And not just here at Death, all around country, all around the world. We got some amazing guests that we were lining up for future episodes of the podcast, and they deserve to be heard and seen. So don't ever think that this is not going to be something that is going to amount to something, because this is the real deal where we are doing when it comes down to promoting and talking and inspiring and impacting and making some changes here. When it comes down to people's lives, people's careers, different brands, thoughts and views, so many things that we can change. And we do it simply because of you. Thank you. Stay engaged. Until next time. Stay creative. I'm Dev Dodd Devin with Design and Less. Peace!